said, when every day we always had the services at camp and it was always good, and this year we had Ian Cunningham as a speaker and he's always good. Unfortunately, he's not here, so you've got me, but hopefully I can be a good second place to Ian. But it was good to hear his stories, so I've just got a few slides and a few thoughts to share just for Camp Sunday. So for myself, I've been many camps as a camper and perhaps even more many camps as a leader. And but I was thinking this week, can it be scary going to camp as a leader? I know it's always hard going as a first-time camper, and I think we've had a few first-time campers this year, and hopefully you have all enjoyed camp and would like to come back this next year. But it can be scary being a leader, and for myself, I'm always a bit worried. Have I planned everything? Have I organised everything? And this year we were going to a new venue, and that's, you never quite sure how to be a leader there, but I'm sure that's the same for the other leaders. But this year as well, I'd been quite unwell at the start of the year, and I wasn't sure, was I going to make it to camp as a leader? And I did want to go, but I was a bit scared in that kind of aspect, and whether even I had the strength. And at times at camp I was kind of maybe a bit more tired than I would be, but thankfully I was able to kind of get through it. But just thinking, as a leader it can be scary, but as a leader, can you learn anything from camp? And not just kind of a few things, but even as in the Christian faith. And it was, I did enjoy hearing the stories from Ian, and as kind of Mia said, I think even the leaders enjoy the devotions. I know Hannah said she enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the devotions. I was with Bobby from Johnson, and that was good. But I think this year I learned something in camp, even in my Christian faith, and I'd just like to share it to you. So I did two activities this year at camp. The first one was abseiling, kind of crate stacking, and the second one was archery. So I just thought I would kind of show you a few photos. I don't know if you can recognise, lads, Esther. I was thinking it was good Esther said she enjoyed abseiling, that made one of us. But I was with Esther and Naomi. It was a small group, so that meant, unfortunately, I had to get a few tons. But what abseiling this year, we had to abseil from the top of the building we were staying. In the past, it's a specific building build up for abseiling, but this year you were going by the windows and the doors, which was a bit strange, and that could be scary for some people. I think heights are quite a logical thing to be scared of, and it was kind of scary for me. It was also kind of a rite of passage. I seen Naomi and Esther, they were doing so well. They were, in that photo, I think Esther's blindfolded and she was able to go down, and me, just normally I'm like kind of this, and then Esther and Naomi, they did it forward, going forward down, but I just stuck to the normal thing. But it can be quite scary, I thought, for the abseiling, and luckily we had a good instructor, and you have to listen to them, and you do put your faith in them, as you see quite the height. And this kind of second thing on the day, me, Esther and Naomi did, was a new activity, crate stacking. So as you can see there's Naomi and Esther, and what you had to do, you were kind of attached to a rope and you had to go up by putting the boxes one at a time. And so I think we all did quite well, but I think I was probably the worst again, just being too kind of anxious. But all I thought was at least the fall wouldn't be that bad compared to abseiling. But it made me think of the stories that Ian told at the services. We learned that the disciples were scared also. There was a storm, and while they were going fishing for boat during the night, and they were scared, and Jesus was able to watch over them. And it just reminded me of Psalm 56, verses 3-4. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. walking flesh do to me. So I think maybe that verse kind of summed up my camp. At times I could be afraid, was I able to do all the things I wanted to do as a leader, but ultimately I have to put my trust in God, and hopefully that's what we all can do. Maybe heights, you're okay with heights, but we all have our own fears, and even just the day-to-day life, maybe first days of school or uni or work, that can be hard, but it's good to put your trust in God, even in times of when it's difficult. The second activity I did was on the Tuesday, was archery, and I think it's something we all kind of know, a sport, it's a quite ancient sport, but it's just essentially you have your bow and arrow and you have to hit the target as close as possible to the 10 or the yellow, and that's it was quite a bit more mundane than abseiling, so that was good, but it got me to think there's a few famous archers that we can all think of. We may not kind of watch the sport archery, but always on the TV there's a Green Arrow, there's a Katniss from The Hunger Games, as I looked at Hannah. There's Hawkeye, he was one of the teams at camp, and Robin Hood, I just decided to get the Disney one, but obviously the Green Arrow's the best archer, but I typed that up and that's what I said on the internet. So, but I think we can think of, jokingly aside, all these people that are deemed very good at the archery. So on the Tuesday we had our own kind of archery, and we might not have been good as the people mentioned, but this was our kind of group. I think there's a few of us here, you don't need to put your hand up or stand up, but hopefully you can see yourself. And I know Barbara's not here, and Jack also from Johnson, he's the one with the bow and arrow, he's enjoying himself, but we all had a good time. And but you might think, oh, can you be good at archery? Some people might say it's just a skill and a talent you're kind of born with. Others may think to be good at archery, you have to practice lots and lots. Others would say you need to be strong, and certainly the longer distance, I think you do need to have the kind of muscles. And others would say you need the light equipment. If you just have an old arrow, it's not going to do as good as the fancier stuff. And also a light instructor is also good, someone that can train you up and teach you. But of course some people would just say it's blind luck, if you hit the target, you hit the target. But I think the most important thing in archery is the sight, obviously actually looking where your target is and aiming to hit it. And in the past I've did archery before, and I've been maybe okay with it. But this year we had a good instructor and he taught us how to do better archery, and it's probably hard for me to explain, but apparently you have a strong hand or a strong foot, but apparently you have a strong eye. So if you ever were to find out what your good eye is, you kind of get a friend, you stand either side of maybe the platform and you do this. And whatever kind of eye you're looking at your friend from the distance, that's your strong eye. So I was able to find out that my strongest eye was my light eye, which I never knew. So during the archery, I was able to close my left eye. And it was strange after all the years of camp, not maybe doing well with archery, when I just focused on my light eye, I could see the arrow more kind of at the target. And that made getting the target easier, so that was able to help me at the archery. But just even doing the archery made me think, how do I focus on God? There's many things in life that can distract us, good or bad, but how can I kind of look to God and all the troubles ahead, and how do I hit the target to please Him? And ultimately it's looking to Jesus. Like archery, you might think, how do I get to God? Maybe it's yourself, your own talents, or maybe it's just something you have to keep on going, practice in life. Maybe you have to rely on your own strength, or perhaps it's if you go to church, or maybe your family, that's kind of how you can get close to God, or even finding the right church. Or some people would just say it's blind luck. If you're good, you're good, and we'll just see what happens. But trusting in Jesus is the only way to truly get to God. And that just, again, during camp, it made me think of the memory verses we've heard about Stephen and Hannah's told us. And I think looking at those three verses, you see it's not what I said, but it's what Jesus said, and that he, I am the gate, whoever enters by me will be saved. And I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So these are always the good verses to memorise, but hopefully we can all remember what they mean. And as we try and look to God and try and find him, it's ultimately it's through Jesus we have to look towards. And I think this is another famous verse from John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. I know myself, we all make mistakes, and we all have our faults, and the Bible says that for all of us sinned and fell short in the glory of God. But as we look to get right to God, the only way is to kind of almost put in your hands there and just look into Jesus, and he's the only way that we can be saved. And other religions, maybe you need to do things yourself, but the good thing I thought about camp was Jesus has saved us all, and all we need to do is trust him. And even in the times it's difficult, and I know that throughout the year, but if we just put our trust in God, hope and look to Jesus, he'll be with us when we need him. So thanks for listening. Would you want me to close in prayer? And so I'll just close in prayer, and then we've got our soup and sandwiches. Father God, we thank you for a good day at Camp Sunday, Lord, as we look back to all the happy times we had at camp. And we just thank you for all your answered prayers, and we just thank you for the Lord Jesus, our Saviour, that we can look to him when we need our help. And we just give you thanks for the food that you've provided afterwards, the super sandwiches, and we just pray we'll be able to have a good afternoon. And we just thank you for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.